Blog Talk Radio.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Beautiful song. Yah, it's like the morning sun. And certainly that's true. It should be in your lives. But if you studied as we studied, you would find out it's like the morning sun. And should be appreciated. And should be not taken for granted. And should be studied upon. Just like we do. I understand some of us are in comatose by social engineering and conditioning. But sometimes we got to do like that Portuguese thing. Come to the light, Caroline. And this light, the Most High footsteps, is his word. And surely we all should come to the light. We got to listen, discuss, study, and more study. We're morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less. That is the real talk for real people show. Try to give you a bird's eye view, a critical analysis, and our assessment. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his heritage, his people, and their real culture. Because truth be told, in this universal captivity, we have no culture worth speaking of. We have names that are not identifying marks, color slash continent. We do things that we should be doing. Any messy old, trashy old, tacky old way. That is not the way we were trained. And that's not the way the training we provide on the Real Talk for Real People show. We provide fundamentals. We provide solutions. We provide antidotes. I know some of you want to march, protest, wear shirts or t-shirts saying you're a man, your life matter. Yes, you are a man. And yes, your life does matter. But it doesn't matter to your enemies. 403 years and counting. And believe it, that one day they're going to wake up and there's going to be a dawn of a compassion and humanity towards you. That's not going to happen, people. 403 years and counting. And you're still believing in their warehouses of lies, their duplicity. The Native Americans tried to warn us. White men speak with forked tongue. They were rather wise to be rudimentary people, but he tried to share that knowledge with us. But we tried to emulate everything they are, everything they are to be, and we became a nightmare on Elm Street. We have become a monstrosity. We do anything, however we want to do it, when we want to do it, and we believe that's going to suffice. We even study a new thing, trying to wash the Most High at the equation. And the same new thing is what our enemies gave us to worship. That is not how we should be doing things. They've got our ancients in the hot water. Got them thrown out of the land. We persist to stay out of the land by doing the same thing our ancients did. Doing what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, and think that would suffice. You live it on fool's paradise if you think that's going to suffice. It didn't suffice for our ancients. And it certainly won't suffice for us. But if you studied right along with us, you would understand that. The Most High is specific. He's not someone that you can take for granted. When you take vows to the Most High, they are something serious to him. When you elect to study him and emulate him, that's something serious to him. As I said, unfortunately, I understand some of us because we have been social engineered and conditioned to be a monstrosity. We have been taught to be divided. We have been taught to tear down one another. We have taught to continue to be the Frankensteins that we have become. As I said, we elect to call ourselves a color slash continent. What is that? It certainly ain't your nation. It certainly ain't your heritage. But if you choose to reinforce the false educational system that keeps you bogged down in a state of madness and monstrosity and don't find insult in it, someone calling you a color / continent, well, I guess it's okay with you. But it's certainly not okay with me. You know why it's not okay with me? The Most High footsteps are my pathways. I elect to emulate him and how he views us, how he sees us, not through the eyes and the prisms of our enemies. Our enemies have no love for you. They are a violent people. They've always been a violent people, and they love their guns, and they are willing to sacrifice their children to maintain control over those guns. So I know the young brothers in Memphis and in Nashville want to change things. But I said this to them. If you don't know what universal white race supremacy is and how it works, you're going to be totally confused about everything. You see, the sad thing about that, fellow students, is this. We study how to mistreat, abuse, and dominate one another, and sometimes kill. We don't study our enemies because we are hopeful that they're going to change, have a miraculous change, and start loving us and treating us right. Well, I think 403 years overshadow that. So, if you're wondering the who we are talking about, the lead students in these study sessions, it's Sister Abby of New York City, Brother Cartrell of New York City. And what did I know about him? All I need to know about him. I don't need to know their personal business. And what I need to know about them is what you need to know about them. It should suffice for you. Is that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves. And it's reflective in their attitudes. It's reflective in their actions. And actions speak louder than words. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Let me bring them on for you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, family. And all praise and glory to Yah. Brother, you said a mouthful as always. And I concur on everything you said.
Praise Yah. Shalom. Shalom, sister. Good to have you back. Brother Cartrell. I hear you, sister. I hear you. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's with thee. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. Good to hear your voices. How y'all doing?
Doing good, brother. Hope the same for you.
Doing good, brother. And Sister Abiyah said, great pray and the same for you, my brother.
Thank you. All praise to the Most High.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
What do you say? Come to the light.
Come to the light, Carol Ann. Come to the light.
Come to the light. Remember how dark it was in Egypt?
Exactly.
They couldn't even see their hands.
That's cold blooded. You know they couldn't see miles away to Goshen.
So people's spirit is like that. They're so blind they can't see the light.
Oh, well, we saw that in Sodom and Gomorrah, too.
Oh, yeah. No question. That's deep darkness.
Exactly.
Deep darkness.
Deep darkness.
You don't want to be slipping in the darkness. Oh, no. Slipping in the darkness. That's what the people are doing. They don't know Yah. They don't know the light that we've been exposed to it, even in the midst of our captivity. All praises.
All praises, Cartrell. And you're certainly right, as Sister Abiyah said, and in regards to what I said, I said the very same thing in regards to what you said. I concur on everything you said.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, we're all on the same page. I hope people out there get on the page because it's the Most High's plan. Got to know it.
Got to know it. Praise Yah. Ricardo, Sister Abiyah. Y'all ready to put in work for the Elohim and five people?
Sure enough.
Okay. Well, please, everyone, turn to the 14th chapter of Shemot. A lot of you think it's called Exodus. That is the Greek name for it. That is not the original name for it. And the original name is Shemot, Book of Names. And the most primary name in that book, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Our confidence, our strength, our reliance is in his hand. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Now, the Elohim spoke to Moses saying, now this is at the Red Sea crossing, that they speak to the children of Israel, that they turn and camp before. He gave them the who, what, when, why, and how. Between Magdal and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. You shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, hey, they're in a state of confusion, just like we are now. They are bewildered by the land. They don't know what they're doing, where they're going. The wind have closed them in, little did he know. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart as a result of his thinking, so that he will pursue them. And as a result, I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Mesoramites may know that I am the Elohim. And they did so. Now, it was told the king of Mesoram that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants were turned against the people. See, you're trying to get in their system. They have mixed emotions about you. They have one thing, be a little lenient, and the next thing you know, you ain't got no straw in your bricks. Okay? So if you're surprised by a universal captivity, you shouldn't be, because you all know the minds and hearts of your enemies. And his servant was turned against the people. What people? Israel. And they said, these people, our enemies, then, why have we done this? Why we let them go? That we have let Israel go from serving us. We had it made. We were prosperous and everything. I don't know why we let them go for. So he made ready his war chariot. Took his people with him. I guess he wanted them to see them whoop them Israelites behind back in submission. He not only took his army, he wanted a crowd of people to see the ass whooping he was about to put on Israel. So he took his people with him. Also, he took his army. He took 600 choice chariots, all the chariots of Mizraim, with captains over every one of them, and the Elohim hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Mizraim, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Mizraimites pursued them, all the horses, all the chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, his army, and overtook them, camping by the sea beside Phah-Harat, before Baal Zephon, caught up with him. When Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Mizraimites marched after them. They saw him from a distance. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel, they said, here is your answer. In any situation you may find yourselves in, they left an answer. What is the answer? March, protest, wear T-shirts, saying I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Don't, my hands up. Please give me some straw for my bricks. My Hebrew life matter. What did they cry? Let me vote with y'all. Let me join y'all secret societies, Phi, Beta, Alpha, and whatnot. Is that the way we get out? No, 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 no. It don't read like that. Who'd they cry out? They cried out to Yah. And that's what you should be doing to get relief from your enemies, as our ancients did. And Pharaoh drew near. And the children of Israel lifted their eyes. Behold, the Mizraimites marched after them. So they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to Yah. Then they said to Moses, first they cried to Yah, then they get a little salty with Moses. And here's how they got salty with Moses. See, we still like that. We still get salty with the people that the Most High elect to send us prophets, elders, leaders of any sort. We'll seek Yah, and on the other side of the coin, we're trying to down the people that's coming to help us, belittle them and stuff. And so, you know, the apple don't fall far from the tree, the bloodline. And so here's what they said to Moses. And they said to Moses, because there's no graves in Mizraim. I mean, we out here, ain't no graves out here. Have you taken us away? I mean, this is doom day. to die in the wilderness. Why? That's why you did this, to set us up. Why have you dealt with us to bring us out of milk? Because we, like, they had it so good. Is this not the word that we told you in Netherrealm saying? Now, this is what we told you back when we called home. Let us alone that we may serve the Netherrealm. Now, come on, we still got that mindset. Let us alone so we can vote every 2 years. Let us alone so we can vote every 4 years. Let us alone so we can march and protest and wear shirts and placards and say, I'm a man. Don't my life matter? Hebrew Israelite hands up, please don't shoot us. I mean, we were having a grand. We're having a grand in the good old USA. Just leave us alone. We don't want to hear none of that. We have the same mindset as our ancient. Where's your solutions? For it would have been better for us to serve the Midianites, then we should die in the wilderness. Just like some of us say, it's better for us to stay in the U.S. of A. and all over, universally speaking. And Moses said,
hey, Uncle,
yes, brother.
Can't serve two masters at the same time, can you?
That's what I'm getting at, my brother. And you're so right on point tonight.
That's why the Most High said,
yeah,
let my people go that they may serve me. Unfortunately,
exactly,
our people didn't trust in the Most High like the prophet Moshe did. But the
right.
Most High is warning Moshe every step of the way. Moshe
exactly.
already know what's going to happen. He already
exactly.
told him Pharaoh was coming to take these people back. Obviously,
exactly.
they missed us so much that he sent out his army to make sure that he was going to bring us back. But
well,
I got other plans in mind.
Well, contrary, as I said, that's certainly true. And the Most High has cautioned us like he was cautioning Moses by virtue of his words. Well, our ancients, as I said, the apple don't fall from the tree. A lot of folks don't want to hear us talking about this on Real Talk for Real People show. See, when you hear what the Most High said, you can't unhear it. Only thing you can do is despise and attack. What is it say? Attack the bringer of the message of Yah. So they don't have a bone to pick with Yah. So they put their frustrations off on Moses. So I understand, Kaitreya, when people come study with us on a Real Talk for Real People show. They love what y'all saying. They simply don't want to do it. And then they have a tendency, you know, from our past experience and our observation, they tend to attack us. Oh, that Yamsu, he gets on my nerve. Well, they ain't my words. I don't like he talking too much. Ain't my words. It ain't nothing funny. It ain't my words. And gotcha, well, we experience the same thing on the Real Talk for Real People show. You know this. So I'm not surprised by them not listening to Yah, and they attack the messenger in regards to Moses and try to justify their existence, just like they do in the good old USA and Universal, where we're captured and taken away from our land. They always try to attack the people that's trying to help them out. Oh, that Cartrell, oh, that Yamsu, oh, that Sisavia. But then y'all ain't got a bone to pick with us. Now you got a problem with what Cartrell, Yamsu, for Sister Avia said, you take it up with Yah. Because this ain't us talking. This the Most High talk. So, you know, it goes without saying, Cartrell, that what they're doing in regards to Moses, and we understand this because we have to deal with this subject matter quite frequently. And you just have to get used to it. As Moses was humble, stayed humble, and just say, then my people, I love them. They got issues. They got post-traumatic slave syndrome. And they think what they're in for us, the great old USA, and just like our ancients, oh, it's better than dying out in the wilderness. I don't want to leave the great old USA. It's been mighty fine for me. I done had it made, like an old dog laying on the porch. My master throw me a bone every now and then, and I got it made in the shade, like any old hound dog. And we need to stop that hound dog mentality, Cartrell, and attacking the people that are trying to help you. So, yeah, as I said, we get used to that. But we remain like Moses and stay humble and stay committed to the work of Yah. So the children of Israel went into the midst. Okay. Okay. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, as Cartier always says. And Moses, because he's concerned about his people, just like we are. And Moses said to the people, Israel, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of Yah, not the salvation of the USA, not the salvation of universal white race supremacy, which he will accomplish for you, just like what Yah will accomplish for us. For the Mithrenites whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. Y'all going to wipe them out. And Yah will fight for you, just like he going to do for us. Don't rely on Yom Su. Don't rely on Cottrell. Just rely on us for the map. But you trust in the Most High. Most High says, trust no man. Our trust should reside in the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And total reliance. He is our rock, our shield, our buckler, our high tower. That's how we get solutions. That's how we get our answers. You won't get it from universal white race supremacy. You won't get it from wearing t-shirts and placards that say, my life matter. My hands up, don't shoot me. You won't get it for voting every 2 years in that system and every 4 years. That system is not designed to uplift you and tell you the truth. Their system is designed to keep you divided, keep you in a condition of conditioning and reinforcing what they already taught you. You're a nigger. You'll never be nothing but a nigger. And I nigger, 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 nigger. And then kill each other. Makes us happy. Sell drugs to one another. It's a wonderful thing you're doing. Cheat on one another because you don't know it any better. Don't train up your children because they're little nappy head niggers just like all you niggers are. They're not telling you things to enhance you. The system is not designed for you and its universal captivity to lift you up and bring you to the light. The system is designed to keep you social engineered and conditioned and for you to reinforce this system by calling yourself a black American, which is basically a color continent. And you all go ahead, my brother.
The Most High is testing the nation, just like he tested our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Exactly.
You mentioned that there was a shorter way to the promised land. They could have went straight from captivity into the land of milk and honey.
Exactly.
Yah had to check them out first. And how does he check them out? He puts them in an impossible situation. Their backs are to the Red Sea, and they see Pharaoh's army armed to the teeth coming at them. And you got this elder Moshe talking about, calm down, be still, don't fear. These people worry about their children, their wives, their little ones, their elders. And their fear is kind of legit. But they shouldn't be so fearful after what they saw, what Yah did to the Egyptians in the first place. And the fact that Moshe knew what he was talking about.
Exactly.
So,
but my, Cottrell, how we're quick to forget Yah. How we're quick to forget the miracles. How quick we'll forget the flies, the frogs, the blood, the lices. How quick we are to forget them. Right. And the redundancy of it all, that's why we teach redundancy. The repetition of it all. Praise Yah. Thank you,
No doubt. You
got to know,
he's telling us, just like you told Moses. Tell Moses, Pharaoh's coming with his army. Don't worry about it. I got him.
But you know how
we are. God's laying it out, and we better know all the details.
Exactly. But we know too many details of our enemies and the lies and offers that they have white houses of to provide us with. We're more interested in that instead of what Yah says, Katria. Thank you, Katria.
They say, teach a child in the way that it should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So we have to teach our old people from early, from you. So you can't teach an old dog new trick. So our people might be locked in. They might be open-minded. But we got to crack that cycle.
We have to. We're duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less, country. Praise God. He said, I'm not for that. Thank you, brother. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of Yah, which he will accomplish for you today. for the Mizraimite whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Elohim will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You ain't got to do nothing. Shut your mouth up and don't make a move. We have to learn that, Katriel. Shut your mouth up and don't make a move. And Yah said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Start moving forward. But you lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. And I indeed will harden the hearts of the Mizraimites. They shall follow after them. So I will gain honor as a result over Pharaoh and over his army, his chariots, his horsemen. Then the Mizraimites shall know that I am Yah. When I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, it's all about Yah, people. His chariots, his horsemen, and the angel of Yah went before the camp of Israel, moved and went before them. And this is how they did it, the angel of Yah. And the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them to protect them from Pharaoh, this angel. Then it came between the camp of the Mizraimites and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud, and darkness to the one. But see, it was a cloud of darkness to the Mizraimites, and gave light by night to the other, so that the one did not come near the other all that night. It came between them. Now, as a source of light, Yah is a source of light for his people. But for our enemies, he's a source of darkness, this angel. So you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to worry about COVID-19. You ain't got to worry about them and their guns and their love for their guns and them sacrificing their children on the altar of their gun ownership. You ain't got to worry about that. Mo then stretched out his hand over the sea, and Yah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea into dry land. And the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on dry ground. And the water were a wall to them on the right hand and on the left. And the Mizraimites pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea. All Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Elohim looked down upon the army. Yah is always watching us and watching our enemies, be assured of that fact, and their love for their guns. And the army of the Mizraimites, just like the Pharaoh loved his chariots and his armies and so on and so forth, and his war horses, through the pillar of fire and cloud. And this is what Yah did. He didn't need our help to go and sabotage their tanks, their guns, their NRA movement. He troubled the army of Mizraimites. He took off their chariot wheels, Yah did. So they drove them with difficulty. And the Mizraimites let us flee from the face of Israel. For Yah fights for them against the Mizraimites, and they fight for us against anybody as long as we're on his team. See, we worry about the wrong thing, Cottrell. We need to worry, Cottrell, about our relationship with Yah and our obedience to Yah and our humility to Yah, and let Yah take all the rest. Go ahead, my brother.
I don't know if you caught it,
yes,
but the Egyptians mentioned Yah's name.
Mm-hmm.
It says, so that the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yah fights for them against the Egyptians. So now the Egyptians know Yah's name, don't they, before they about to die. Not only that, but we talk about the cloud by day and the fire by night, right?
Exactly.
This cloud right now is doing both things at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He said, in the morning watch, Yah looked out on the Egyptian army through the pillar of fire and the cloud simultaneously. And if you go before that, that cloud was dark for the Egyptians, but light for the nation of Israel. at the
Praise
same time.
Praise Yah.
So it was doing two things simultaneously. Yeah, it was a cloud by day that they followed and a pillar of fire by night. What we see here is doing both simultaneously.
Exactly.
All praise Yah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Then Yah said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea that the waters may come back upon the Midianites on their chariots and on their horsemen, their great warlike ability. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Midianites were fleeing into it. So Yah overthrew the Midianites in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots, their war army, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel walked on dry land in the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So Yah saved Israel that day, and he surely will save us again out of the hand of the Midianites, and certainly out of the hand of his universal captivity under universal white race supremacy. And Israel saw the Midianites dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which Yah had done in Midian. So the people feared the Elohim and believed the Elohim and his servant Moses. Man, they can be so flaky. They believe it now. They witness a miracle. I mean, like a triple miracle. The cloud and the source of light, the Red Sea splitting, them walking on dry land, Pharaoh's army overthrown in the midst of that Red Sea. I mean, just see why they have to be reinforced all the time. See things. Why you can't just take it on face value? I mean, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, Israel. I mean, the Most High took us in this captivity. It wasn't the best captivity we've been in. No sorry, Bob. Of the lynching, the raping, the murder, the killing of Emmett Till and universal white race supremacy, the lynching. No, it's not been the best, but aren't we still here? Aren't we still here? Don't we have a chance? Yes, we're still here. And it wasn't the ideal captivity. And we still have a chance. The only thing we had to trust in the Most High, cry out to the Most High, unify, pray for our ancients, make the mistakes they made that got us in this boat sinking all together under the system of universal white race supremacy, and pray for ourselves and do right by each other and stop using the monstrosity that we have become as a result of it by being social engineered and conditioning, and the reinforcement of that by calling ourselves a color slash continent. Praise Yah. I want to thank the Most High Katriel, Sister Avia. I want to thank the Most High for Katriel. I want to thank the Most High for these students that elect to come study with us. I want to thank the Most High for being Most High Word, the footsteps, which is his word, the pathways we follow. I want to thank the Most High for this platform to talk about and discuss and listen and study. I want to thank the Most High for the opportunity for everyone to be morally bound and duly obligated to do what Yah tells them to be humble and doing it. I want to thank the Most High for the souls of our nation, that their souls be restored for his name's sake, that whatever inequity that they may have, that he give them a new heart and a new spirit. I want to thank the Most High for everything, the air I breathe, the food I eat, anything I got, I want to thank the Most High for it. My trust and reliance is in you, Yah. Bless and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Katriel, Sister Avia, you have the mic.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, before I say give my praise to you, I just wanted to say, you know, what we read tonight.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I've been getting it. But it really struck my heart to realize how much y'all love me.
Exactly.
Because I put myself in so many dangerous positions throughout my life. And it's really hitting me how y'all have been with me all my life and brought me out of that situation. It's amazing how much love I feel right now in my heart for y'all. I am so grateful for you, y'all. I thank you, y'all, for seeing, for giving me favor for life, and protecting me, caring for us, and for all your mercy, Father. Oh, Father, I'm so grateful and thankful right now. I'm choked up about this. I love you, y'all, and I thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah. Praise y'all. And I'm happy you feel that way. I'm happy that it makes you emotional and you cry to y'all. Because the way you're feeling is the way we all should be feeling, as far as y'all is concerned. We bless his holy name.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. For it's good to give thanks unto Yah and even to sing praises unto the Holy One. The chapter we just read is a pivotal chapter because it's a small sample size of what's to come. These nations are going to know who the Most High is. Pharaoh started out talking about he didn't know the God that Moses is talking about. And he probably didn't. But in the end of the matter, not only did he find out who Yah was, our whole nation found out who Yah was. And he did it in wondrous and miraculous ways. And he tells us to relay this story to our children. Because what the Egyptians said. The Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for Yah fights for them against the Egyptians. And that's what we have to know, that Yah fights for us, no matter how hard the situation or circumstances is, whether individually or even as a nation, the Most High fights our battles for us. And I want to give thanks and praise for all things and everything to the Holy One of Israel, even for that, for fighting even my battles for me. And blessing me with the family that I have, blessing me with the Israelite brothers and sisters that I've made contact with, Yom Suf, Sister Abiyah, and all the elders and the families that my family has touched in this way of us coming back into ourselves. And we see that Yah, you shot treatment on our ancient fathers. They didn't know what to expect. And Yah was testing them, and he put them in a hard place to see where their hearts would be. And Moses passed the test because he remained steadfast and faithful. And he gives us the example of how we should be in the face of great adversity. So I thank y'all for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and exposure to this light that he's given us. Because this is our power. This is our strength. And this is the way that we should all be going. All praise. Hallelujah.
Sister Abiyah, you had my wife over here crying for you.
No, this time to be joyous. Don't cry.
Yeah.
Be happy. I'm happy.
She said she can understand where you're coming from because we all should feel the same way. Praise y'all. Katria. So savvy, y'all fellas too. Now, we don't set the agenda when we study, but we study the whole book. But if you do the right thing, the Most High synchronize those studies. And Cottrell's going to show us when he studies this next segment of study, how Yah synchronized these studies where they come together. And they're not off in any shape, form, or fashion. Cottrell's going to study Psalm 34. And let me tell you how it reads. You ain't got to worry about a thing. Right, Cottrell?
You're 35.
Psalm 35.
Yeah, I didn't have my glasses on. I see it now. And here's how it reads. You ain't got to have a slingshot. You don't have to march every 2 years. You don't have to march every No, vote every 2 years. Vote every 4 years. You don't have to wear plaques and T-shirts that your life matter. You're a man. You don't have to protest, and you don't have to march and tear stuff up. You don't have to join their political organization or that, what is that Greek word, fraternities. What you have to do is trust in Yah. Yah says, vineyard is mine. And see how this is synchronized by Yah? This chapter reads, the Elohim, the avenger of his people. Well, if you don't think that's synchronization, that's synchronization. That's some Yah stuff right there. Let me reread that. Oh, God, you're sharing this, please. The Elohim, the avenger of his people. One more time, so you can get it right. You ain't got to get you a slingshot. You ain't got to worry about their nuclear warheads or none of that. You ain't got to worry about their tanks. You ain't got to worry about their AK-47s. What does it say? The Elohim, the avenger of his people. A son of King David. Praise Yah. Go ahead, Katya. You have it, brother.
All praises to the Holy One of Yisrael, our creator, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because he is the creator and everything is synchronized with him.
And exactly.
King David had to study the ancient books, the books of Moshe, the books of the Judges. He had to study that stuff on a daily basis. So he understands, like we should understand. And if you don't understand, get into the mind of King David. Because Yah avenges his people. And that's what the nations fear about us.
Mm-hmm.
All praises. Quiet and respect.
All praises.
Psalm 35. A psalm by our great king, King David. Contend, Yah, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. That's all you got to say. You got trouble, people trying to do you wrong, and you doing the right thing. Ask Yah to contend with them. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Because King David's situations were way more hairier than the ones we face. King David is facing nations and armies and even his own king. Brandish the spear and block those who pursue me. Oh, use that spear to block. Okay, that sounds like B-75. Yeah. Tell my soul, I am your salvation. That's the theme of King David, the soul, right?
Exactly.
Let those who seek after my soul be disappointed and brought to dishonor. Let those who plot my ruin be turned back and confounded. So anytime a righteous person is doing work, there's always going to be those who try to throw a wrench in a project or try to slow it down.
It's just the way it is.
But you got to know what to say to the Most High to get them off your back. Let them be as chaff before the wind. Yah's angels driving them on. Let their way be dark and slippery. Wasn't the Egyptians' way dark and slippery?
Yes.
Because that's what he does.
As was the Sodomites and Sodom and Gomorrah.
That's what happened with the Egyptians when they tried to chase us in that Red Sea. It was too dark. They couldn't see. And the horses were probably slipping on that mud. Yah's angel pursuing them. We read about Yah's angel tonight, didn't we?
Exactly.
He went from the front to the back to protect them. But without cause, what do we do to these people for them to hate us so much? We didn't
exactly.
do half of what they've done to us. We should
exactly.
have a Ku Klux Klan in the Nazi and skinhead group, but we don't. We ain't that type of people.
We don't.
For without cause, they have hidden their net in a pit for me. And they got all kind of nets for us and pits for us, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Without cause, they have dug a pit for my soul. And the pits are out there. And the nets are out there for our soul. They're trying to snatch our souls. And some of us are being caught in that net, believe it or not.
Exactly.
Let destruction come on him unawares. Didn't that happen to the Egyptians when they went to the Red Sea trying to chase stuff? They ain't
exactly.
know the water walls don't come tumbling down. But they was destroyed. Let his net that he has hidden catch himself. And that's usually what happens when these people try to plot against us. For example, the war on drugs.
Yeah, all them drugs and guns came into our neighborhood and expected to backfire into their neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you plot against Yah's people. It goes on to say, let his net that he has said to catch himself, let him fall into that destruction. And these people got nuclear bombs that could blow the planet up 300 times. But the Most High said, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto thee. Only with your eyes you will look on and behold the destruction of the wicked. You shall pass through the fire and not be burned, and pass through the waters, and the waters will overwhelm you. Got to know this stuff. So they're going to fall into their own destruction. My soul, listen to this, because King David always talking about the soul, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My soul shall be joyful in Yah. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Has Yah's salvation come yet?
Mm.
Has Yah's salvation come yet?
No.
Mm. No?
No. But King David is letting you know his soul is going to rejoice where?
Mm-hmm.
In Yah's salvation. That's why he said, Yah restores my soul. You got to catch these things. People just read past it and they don't catch it. All my bones shall say, Yah, who is like unto you? Who delivers the poor from him who is too strong from him? That's what we saw in the story read tonight. Pharaoh
mm-hmm.
and his chariot. They was way too strong for them Israelites coming out of bondage, out of captivity. Yes, the poor and the needy, from him who robs him. Unrighteous witness rise up. They ask me about things that I don't know about. They reward me evil for good to the bereaving of my soul. Have we been rewarded evil for the good we've done?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was my sackcloth. I afflicted my soul with fasting. My prayer returned into my own bosom. So in other words, even though these people hated him and tried to do him, man, he still prayed for them and asked Yah to show mercy. I behaved myself as though it had been my friend or my brother. I bowed down mourning as one who mourns his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. The attackers gathered themselves together against me, and I did not know it. They tore at me and did not cease. Let the profane mockers in peace. They gnash their teeth at me. Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you among many people. Do not let those who are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let those who hate me without a cause wink their eyes. But they don't speak peace, but they devise deceitful words against those who are quiet in the land. If they open their mouths wide against me, they say, aha, aha, I have seen it. You have seen it. Yah, don't keep silent. Yah, don't be far from me. Wake up, rise up, and defend me, my Elohim. That's what we all need to do. Yah, wake up, rise up, defend us. They're trying to kill us. They ain't trying. They're killing us, Yah. Yah, rise up. Defend us like you did in the days of old. Yah, contend for us. Contend for me. Vindicate me, Yah, my Elohim, according to your righteousness. Don't let them gloat over me. Don't let them say in their heart, aha, that's the way we want it. Don't let them say, we have swallowed them up. And you know these people want to say that, right?
That's
the way we want it. And we swallowing y'all up. Let them be disappointed and confounded together who rejoice at our calamity, my calamity, King David. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who magnify themselves against me. And we out here trying to do the right thing, trying to follow God's path, and they magnify themselves against us. Or your black people, extremist identity, you're a terrorist group. No, we're not. We try to find our identity our way back home. That's it. My tongue shall talk about your righteousness and about your praise all day long. Praise Yah. He gives us the opportunity to do that on a nightly basis, 5 nights a week, following the footsteps of King David. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Yeah, praise Yah. It ain't about Cartrell. It's not about Yom Suf Arif. It's not about Sister Abby Yah. It's not about two fellow students. It's about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his name. Let that be on your tongues. Don't seek special accolades. Seek the praise and honor of the Elohim, whom trust we should be in total reliance. Praise Yah. Thank you, Sister Abia. Kajir, Sister Abia, and fellow students out there who are out there on the phone, some of you listening by radio, if you're out there by phone and you called in and you want to give Yah some praises, or you want to talk about an experience you recently had, and the Elohim heard your cry, by all means, do so. Or just hit number one on your phone. We'll bring you on. Otherwise, say that praise and that glorification of Yah in the privacy of your own home. And don't make no never mind to us, just so you do it. Praise Yah. God, you're also savvy, Yah. We're about to get on out of here. But thank you again for the work you put in for Yah. Me being able to lean on you and you being able to lean on me. And that you sharpen me and I sharpen you. We all sharpen each other together. Praise Yah. And I want y'all to have a pleasant weekend. May you be blessed. Kachel, Sister Avia. May you be blessed, fellow students. Send the same prayers and blessings back to me. I love blessings and prayers, okay? May the Most High footstep be our path, words, which are basically his words. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom. Have a good weekend. And good night. Cartier, Sister Abia?
Just as always, seek Yah, people. Obey Yah. And praise Yah always. Shalom and good night, family. Stay safe.
All praises. I echo both of y'all's messages. But tonight's lesson was a lesson to meditate on. Aesop used to have like a fable. And then the moral of the story, what did you learn out of it? I know I learned that the Most High fights our battle for us, and that he takes vengeance for us. The prayer that King David prayed, unfortunately, the Israelites coming out of Egypt didn't have it. Guess what? We got it. So let's use it, invoke the power of the Most High on our behalf, and stand still and watch the wonders of the Most High. The Most High continue to bless us and be with us, increase our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is this love that I'm feeling? love is this love is this love that I'm feeling. Well, let me know, let me know. I wanna know, wanna know, wanna know. I'm willing and able. So I throw my cards on your table. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together with the roof light overhead. We'll share the shelter of my single bed. We'll share the same room. Jah provides the bread. Is this love, is this love, is this love, love that I'm feeling? Is this love, is this love, is this love, is this love that I'm feeling?
Shelter.